Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Pharmacies across Indiana have won a temporary victory against Medicaid cuts after a federal judge granted a restraining order against the state. Community Pharmacies of Indiana sued the Family and Social Services Administration after the state announced pharmacy dispensing fees would be cut by 38%. Counsel for the group, Bill Cohen, says he hopes the order will be a push for the state to go back to the negotiating table.
I think that the state has a good opportunity to talk to us about compromise.
FSSA said the fee cut was needed under a $212 million in budget cuts ordered by lawmakers. A six-year-old Indiana boy drowned over the weekend in a river. Indiana conservation officers say Michael Gentry was swimming in the Whitewater River in Connersville with his 10-year-old sister when he went under. After a search, his body was located Saturday evening. Indianapolis area artists say people who have moved out of the area and come back are pleased to see the growth of the arts community. Amanda Maurer Taflinger runs an Indiana handicraft exchange. She left the city for 10 years and returned to find that artists who are motivated can make it.
People are all here to support one another. Everybody that I know has been really vocal about supporting us and our endeavors, and we've in return exchanged that favor and done as much as we can in promoting other people's ventures. So I think that definitely, that willingness to support every avenue of it is something that we have that maybe a larger city doesn't have because not everyone is kind of as interwoven as we are here.
Maurer Taflinger was a guest on WFYI's No Limits show. Right now, sunny and 93 degrees for WFYI News. I'm Jill Sheridan.